back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC, recorded on a very, very rainy day. So if you hear noise in the background like rain, maybe even some thunder, maybe even some kids running around screaming and otherwise making a lot of racket, please bear with me. This is just my life, and I love it. So this episode is the first episode before the Minecraft Live event that is coming up on the 16th of this month, October. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that, a little bit of what I am looking forward to. But before we get into that, guys, let's read a listener email. Now, this message comes in from Magma Paradox, and they write, "Hi, Rebel JC. I'm a big fan of the podcast, and I love your episodes and immediately listen to them when home from school. Thank you so much, Magma. That means a lot to me. I have two ideas for an episode. The first idea, volcanoes. I think that maybe there should be volcanoes, a rare mutation of a normal mountain. It would be made out of black stone and refined obsidian block, which is made by combining gold and obsidian. In the center, there would be a magma field with magma blocks, lava, and gold scattered randomly, and also lava minions that pop out of the magma and drop potions of fire resistance. Once in a while, the magma turns into a mutated magma block that is quite rare and looks like magma, but green. The next idea is treasure hoards. Expanding on your troll's idea, I believe that inside maybe 10% of all mountains should be a treasure hoard, which is a cave with a troll guarding a hoard of loot, like diamonds, potions, maps to volcanoes, and a special wired redstone that withstands water. It would look similar to a bastion's treasure fort, but with a scattering of rare blocks. Keep up the good work, Magma Paradox." I love these ideas, Magma Paradox. Thank you so much for sending in this message. First of all, for volcanoes, now this was something that I was really, really hoping for Caves and Cliffs update. And back when they first announced it and before they gave us really any information about it, that was one of the things that I was predicting would happen. Unfortunately, we have no volcano mountains. If you ask me, that's a huge missed opportunity on the part of Mojang, but I understand maybe that was a hard thing to implement. I'm not sure why they didn't go in that direction. Maybe they just want us to build it on our own, and I think that, you know, that's possible. If you want to tackle that and have a volcano in the background of your build, that's a huge project, but it could be done. But yeah, I would love for there to be a volcano mountain type. It just makes so much sense, and then the idea of also having something really valuable in the center of the crater on the top, surrounded by all sorts of lava and magma, things are dangerous. Such a cool idea. Too bad it's not going to happen unless they tack that on to the mountains in a future update. Who knows? Maybe that could happen. So yeah, thanks for that. The next idea that you had, also the treasure hoards. I'm going to be talking a little bit about treasure hoard type things in the main discussion of this episode, but again, I do love that idea, especially when you were talking about maps to volcanoes. I love the idea of, in Minecraft, having maps to areas of points of interest, and we already get those from the cartographer and from shipwrecks that lead us to, the cartographer maps lead us to Woodland Mansions, and I think ocean monuments as well, and then the treasure maps and the shipwrecks obviously lead us to the buried treasure chests, which are really cool. I wish they would expand on that idea. I wish that, honestly, you could find maps to all sorts of things in Minecraft. It'd be really cool to find maps to villages, maybe even maps to jungle temples, things like that. Some places that are of interest to a player that is a part of the game progression, that you want to hit these places, or, you know, in the case of a jungle temple, it's just a cool little build that you want to go find. But I love the idea of being able to find maps to points of interest in Minecraft. Finding one to a volcano would be really, really cool, and you could have your own little, you know, Fellowship of the Ring quest to Mount Mordor to throw in a diorite block to destroy it forever. That would be highly approved by me. Anyway, so thank you so much, Magma Paradox, for this email. I love these ideas. Keep them coming. So yeah, that being said, let's dig into the main discussion of this episode. So for the main discussion of this episode, I've already said we're going to be talking about what I am looking forward to seeing in Minecraft Live. It's going to happen on October 16th, which is just around the corner. I'm so excited. There are some things that I would really, really love to see announced in Minecraft Live. Of course, let's think about the things that we have to look forward to. Number one on the list is what the next update is going to be. They always announce the next update to Minecraft. This one is going to be 1.19. Who knows what that's going to be? I've got an idea about that. Another thing I'm looking forward to, obviously, is the mob vote. I know a lot of people were kind of disappointed that it's going to be a mob vote and not another kind of vote, like perhaps a tool vote or a weapon vote or a structure vote. And I think those things would have been really, really cool. I personally hope that Mojang is going to move in a different direction with this mob vote, and not just give us reskins of mobs that already exist in the game. I did another episode, I think two episodes ago, on what I kind of threw out these three mobs, and I think they were all from Minecraft Earth, and said, what if these were the mob vote, and which one would you pick and stuff? And so that was a fun little exercise, little imaginary exercise to do, but I really hope that they don't just give us mobs that are just retextures of mobs that currently exist. The glow squid was a nice surprise. I mean, they kind of added on really cool features to that mob, but it's still kind of underwhelming to me, at least. I don't really use glow squid ink all that much. I don't know about you, but it doesn't seem to be one of those things that you just have a lot of use for. So what are some things that I would really like to see, you know, in the mob vote? I think some people have been talking about a boss mob vote. I don't think that we're going to be seeing, and I could be completely wrong on this, by the way. I could be completely wrong, and I would love to be completely wrong on this, but I don't expect to see three boss mobs to vote on in this coming mob vote, simply because of the way I believe mobs work in Minecraft. I think you have one boss per dimension, and in the overworld, there's two ways to think about it. There's a lot of people who say that the pillager raid on villages is the overworld mob for a number of reasons, and I think it's a good point. One, it's an encounter that you initiate as the player. You don't just randomly bump into these things. You initiate it as the player. It has the boss bar, and then defeating it gives you a really, really good reward. You get the hero of the village, and they just shower you with gifts. It's great. There's another way to think of it is that the overworld should never have a mob because it's sort of like the hub world. It's sort of your home world. It's safer. You're actually the boss of the overworld. And I'm not sure which one I agree with most. I kind of see that the raid is the boss of the overworld, but also, you know, as a player, I might want to be the boss of the overworld. Who knows? I don't expect that there's going to be a boss mob vote in this Minecraft Live event, simply because either way you look at it, you already have one boss per dimension, and short of them adding another dimension, I don't think we're going to get another boss. But again, I could be completely wrong on that. I would love to be completely wrong on that. I would love to have two nether bosses or two end bosses, maybe even two overworld bosses, who knows. But that's not something that I expect at all. But the mob vote that I would really love to see, honestly, is a pet vote. I would love for there to be new pets in Minecraft other than cats and dogs. And I guess technically parrots. I think you could count those as pets. But other than those, I would love to see some more like mythical or completely made up original Mojang creatures that you can use as pets. And I would love to see different functions added to each one. Maybe one of them is more of a pack animal that can carry your stuff around, but act a bit more like a pet than a llama does. Or maybe one can be a little bit more rideable, maybe even can fly and climb up walls. That would be interesting. Who knows? There's any number of possibilities with that, but I would like to see some more pets added to Minecraft, and I think this would be a great opportunity. But who knows what's going to happen? Honestly, I would not be surprised if they just did the same old, and just kind of gave us some choices from Dungeons or Minecraft Earth to choose from. And that would be honestly okay. I would still be excited to take part in that. But yeah, that so the mob vote, something I'm looking forward to a lot. Now, even though I don't play Minecraft Dungeons at all, I'm still interested in the world that they're building with that, because there's always a possibility for things in Minecraft Dungeons to come over to Minecraft Vanilla. And so I'm very interested to see what comes into that particular game. So there could be a new DLC edition announced for Minecraft Dungeons. And if I could, even, without having played the game or really having any right to say this, because I've never experienced the game, I do think it would be really cool to see an archaeology DLC for Dungeons. And it would kind of take the flavor of Indiana Jones a bit. So as you're playing the game, you're raiding tombs, you're running away from, boulders maybe. Maybe the creatures that you're fighting are like undead that you've awakened by entering into their crypts and trying to steal the treasures. Who knows? There's a lot that you could do with that. I would love to see an archaeology DLC come to Dungeons. I think if they're not planning on bringing archaeology to Minecraft Vanilla anytime soon, that would be a way to sort of whet the appetite of the audience and to say to the people who may have been a little skeptical when they heard about archaeology for the first time, maybe give them a little hint as to what it could be if it comes to Minecraft Vanilla, and get people excited about it, get people talking about it, and get people already engaging with it in another game before it comes to the main Minecraft game. That's just my opinion. I know there's a lot of mixed opinions on archaeology. I'm a huge archaeology fanboy. But of course, the main event for Minecraft Live is always the next update announcement. What is the next update gonna be? And I've already done a little talk about this before in another episode. I basically said that what I expect to happen is either the end update or a combat update. And for an end update, which to me sounds like the obvious thing that they would do, I would love to see, number one, new terrain generation instead of just the same old floating islands that we know and love. But I would like to see some more variation in there. And with the stuff that they're doing to the terrain in the overworld, there's a lot of potential for something to happen really, really awesome in the end dimension. I would also like to see some crazy new end creatures that are not just variations on Enderman. Now, in the end DLC for Dungeons, they gave us about, like, I think three variations of Enderman that I think would be really, really cool additions in an end update. But I would like to see the end populated with more than just Enderman type creatures and shulkers. I would like to see their imaginations go wild in creating crazy new creatures and crazy new mobs for that dimension. The possibilities are endless because that is such a crazy place, and I would love to see the kind of creature who sort of like evolved and adapted to live in this weird, strange physics world that is the end dimension. And since the end dimension's all about teleportation and even flying, maybe there could be new ways for teleportation and travel that we get from the end. So maybe the end update could also sort of be the transportation update in a way, using a lot of teleportation ideas and warping to places and stuff. I think there's a lot of potential for things like that as well. So that would be really, really cool to see in an end update. So for the combat update, which they've been working on for a very, very long time, I think personally that they need to make sure that each weapon in the game has a advantage and disadvantage, so that there's not that one weapon that nobody uses because the community has decided that it's not the best weapon, aka crossbows and tridents. Honestly, two of my favorite weapons because they're so cool. And I would love for those two weapons to catch on and have their own really, really good advantage in battle. There doesn't need to be a weapon that is the best weapon. Each weapon needs to be the best at some aspect of combat. And also, I'd love to see new types of weapons and armor Maybe not necessarily super powerful, but that they just look really cool. More as collectible items, things that you go and you find in archaeology or in loot chests and stuff like that that can't be crafted and that would be very, very rare. I think that any sort of collectible item in the game would be really, really awesome. So maybe some weapons and armor. Who knows? Also, new shield types. The poor shield has been left behind in the dust for too long. There's only one shield, one way to make the shield. It only uses iron and wood. I want to see new tiers of shields added, maybe with some special enchantments for the shields as well. There's a world of possibilities there. And come on, we don't have any gold shields, we don't have a copper shield, we don't have an iron shield. It's high time that those things happened. Also, I would love to see horses be made more relevant to combat. Horses are the only mobs in the game other than, you know, hostile mobs, but the only, you know, rideable mob in the game that uses armor. So the insinuation there is that you're going to be riding into battle. So maybe make it to where horses are more relevant to combat. Maybe they have some sort of kick attack or something like that. But make horses more relevant, more useful in a combat situation, and encourage us to ride the things. Because once somebody gets elytra, that's all they want to do. I want to see horses become more relevant to gameplay. And of course, armor for our dogs. The tame wolf is one of the most tragic characters in Minecraft, simply because they're so loyal. You fall down into a cave and you're surrounded by all sorts of things. They attack you. Your buddy, the dog, jumps in without a thought to himself and gets blown up. No protection at all. There's nothing to do. You know, you just stand there helpless while your loyal pal dies for you over and over again. It's so sad. We need armor for our dogs, even if it's just leather armor. We need armor for our dogs. We also need to be able to pet them. I'm just going to say it. You can't pet a dog in Minecraft, and you should be able to. So we've covered the end update. We've covered the possible combat update. Let's get a little crazy. If I was just to come up with an update all on my own, what would it be? And here it is. It is the Tombs and Treasures update. I sat back and I thought, okay, what are the things that are coming to the game one day? That haven't come yet, but they've been promised, and we're still looking forward to them. And I kind of put them all together and found a common theme. So what would the Tombs and Treasures update add to the game? Well, the obvious answer there is tombs and treasures. First of all, archaeology would come into the Tombs and Treasures update. That would be probably the core feature of the update, is the idea that you're going into these places and you're finding treasures. So this update is all about trying to turn you into Indiana Jones. Now, on top of that, you would have a dungeons overhaul. So, you know, those single cubicle rooms of cobblestone with the spawner inside of it, those would get overhauled completely. It's one of the things that I've been wanting for a very long time, is just to please update those rooms. Change the blocks at least. It's just cobblestone now. And hopefully they're going to start looking into that. They've changed the way lighting affects spawn rates in Minecraft, and then they further changed it so that they wouldn't affect those dungeon spawners as much. So we know that their eye has gone over the dungeon room. Hopefully they'll come back to that room, revisit it, and update it. It needs it a lot. And that would be one of the things that would come in the Tombs and Treasures update. There would also be an overhaul of treasure hunting. So when you find a treasure map in a shipwreck and you follow it and you go and you find the treasure chest, some of the chests might be different. There would be different chests according to the content of the loot, and some of those chests, when you open them, would actually spawn some powerful enemies that are trying to defend their treasure that they buried there a long time ago. So it adds a little bit more lore to the treasure hunting experience, but also makes it a little bit more challenging. So that would come in this update. Also, new items and customizable weapons and armor. We need to be able to customize our armor. I think everybody's asking for this now. Everybody that I'm listening to, anyway. And people are tired of kind of running around in plain armor. Everybody got excited when Netherite came out because it looked cool. Everybody really cares about looking cool in Minecraft. So being able to add some sort of heraldry to your armor, if it's a dragon icon or a creeper head or something like that. I think that would be a very welcome thing, and it provides an opportunity to add more collectible items to things like archaeology. Maybe we can dig up these little ornaments that you can then take over to the smithing table and add it to your armor or to your weapon so that you have a bit more ownership over those things. And, you know, not that these things become more powerful, but they look a bit more interesting and a bit more unique from maybe your server mates. And who knows, you could possibly have a faction of the Dragon Clan or whatever, and everybody has the dragon symbol or something like that. It would be just a fun thing to play around with. So the Tombs and Treasures update would be just that. It would be all about treasure hunting, looking in these underground dungeon, tomb, fortress areas, looking for loot, fighting enemies, and getting interesting new items and blocks that you can use in other parts of gameplay. If I was going to design an update, that would be it. But who knows what's going to be announced in Minecraft Live. Again, it's going to be October 16th, just around the corner. I will be watching it. I hope you will be too. And we can all kind of geek out together, and you can send me your ideas about what you think about Minecraft Live, the announcements that they make, and what you think they should add to whatever they announce. So that brings us to the end of this episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, hit the like button, hit subscribe, make sure you ring the bell for future notifications of future episodes, and you can send me your questions and comments at digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. That's my email address. You can also connect with me on Twitter. I'm at rebeljc_92, or you could join the Discord. The link is in the show notes of this episode. And if you have friends who are sort of into the whole Minecraft what if thing, share this with them, share the video with them, share the podcast with them if you're listening to the podcast. We're really close to 200 subscribers on this channel. Let's see if we can get to 200 subscribers. Share this channel with any of your friends who you think would be interested, who you think would enjoy it, and let's see if we can get to 200 subscribers before the end of this year. I think that that would be awesome. So until next week, guys, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock. We'll be right back.